بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ونفخ في الصور فصعق من في السماوات ومن في الأرض إلا من شاء الله، ثم نفخ فيه أخرى فإذا هم قيام ينظرون.
Verse number 68. On the day when the angel appointed to blow the trumpet will blow it, everyone in the heavens and the earth will die. Then the angel will blow it a second time for the resurrection. And they will all stand up alive, looking on to see what Allah will do to them.
وأشرقت الأرض بنور ربها ووضع الكتاب وجيء بالنبيين والشهداء وقضي بينهم بالحق وهم لا يظلمون.
Verse number 69. The earth will light up when the Lord of Might will appear to decide between the servants. The records of deeds of people will be laid open. The prophets will be brought, and the guardian angels, who are witness to the actions of people, will be brought. Allah will decide between all of them with justice, and they will not be wronged on that day. No person's evil deeds will be increased, or his good deeds decreased.
ووفيت كل نفس ما عملت وهو أعلم بما يفعلون.
Verse number 70. Allah will give each soul its recompense in full, whether its actions were good or evil. Allah knows best what they do. Nothing of their actions, whether good or bad, is hidden from Him, and He will give them the recompense of their actions on this day.
وسيق الذين كفروا إلى جهنم زمرا حتى إذا جاءوها فتحت أبوابها وقال لهم خزنتها ألم يأتكم رسل منكم يتلون عليكم آيات ربكم وينذرونكم لقاء يومكم هذا؟ قالوا بلى ولكن حقت كلمة العذاب على الكافرين.
Verse number 71. The angels will drive those who rejected Allah to the fire in large crowds. When they will come to hell, the angels appointed as its keepers will open its doors and receive them with reproach by saying to them, "Did not messengers from your kind come to you, reciting to you the signs of your Lord that were revealed to them, and warning you of meeting the day of resurrection because of the severe punishment therein?" The disbelievers will say in confession, "Indeed, that took place, but the word of punishment is binding on the disbelievers, and we were disbelievers."
قيل ادخلوا أبواب جهنم خالدين فيها فبئس مثوى المتكبرين.
Verse number 72. It will be said to them, to further humiliate them, and so they may lose all hope in Allah's mercy, and ever coming out of the fire, enter the doors of fire to remain therein forever. How terrible and bad is the place of those who are proud and arrogant against the truth.
وسيق الذين اتقوا ربهم إلى الجنة زمرا حتى إذا جاءوها وفتحت أبوابها وقال لهم خزنتها سلام عليكم طبتم فادخلوها خالدين.
Verse number 73. The angels will gently lead those who are mindful of their Lord by fulfilling His instructions and avoiding his prohibitions, to paradise in large crowds honored. When they will come to paradise, its doors will be opened for them, and the angels appointed to it will say to them, "Peace be on you from every difficulty and from everything you dislike. Your hearts and your actions were pure, so enter paradise to remain there forever."
وقالوا الحمد لله الذي صدقنا وعده وأورثنا الأرض نتبوأ من الجنة حيث نشاء فنعم أجر العاملين.
Verse number 74. The believers will say when they enter paradise, "Praise be to Allah, who was true to the promise that he made to us on the tongues of his messengers. He had promised to enter us into paradise. He has given us the land of paradise, in which we can live wherever we want to. How excellent is the reward of those who worked by doing righteous actions, seeking the pleasure of their Lord." Beneficial points. 1. Evidence for the two blows of the trumpet. 2. Explanation of the humiliation that the disbelievers will encounter and the honor that the believers will receive. 3. Evidence of the disbelievers living forever in hell and the believers living forever in bliss. 4. Good actions bring about good reward.
وترى الملائكة حافين من حول العرش يسبحون بحمد ربهم وقضي بينهم بالحق وقيل الحمد لله رب العالمين.
Verse number 75. The angels on that witness day will surround the throne, declaring Allah's transcendence over what is not appropriate for him, as the disbelievers say. Allah will pass judgment between all creation with justice, and will honor those whom he honors, and punish those whom he punishes. It will be said, "Praise be to Allah, the Lord of all created things, for the judgment that he passed of mercy for his believing servants, and punishment for his disbelieving servants." Surah Ghafir, The Forgiver. Themes of the Surah. This Surah focuses on addressing those who dispute with respect to Allah's signs by addressing them directly and calling them to turn to the truth.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Hameen.
Explanation. Verse number 1. Hameem. The discussion on similar letters has already passed in Surah Al-Baqarah.
تنزيل الكتاب من الله العزيز العليم.
Verse number 2. The revelation of the Quran sent down to His Messenger, Muhammad peace be upon him, is from Allah the Mighty, whom none can overpower, the knower of the interests of His servants.
غافر الذنب وقابل التوب شديد العقاب ذي الطول لا إله إلا هو إليه المصير.
Verse number 3. Forgiver of the sins of the sinful, acceptor of the repentance of those of his servants who turn to him, severe in retribution against those who do not repent from their sins, one of bounty and grace. There is no being deserving of worship besides him. To him alone is the return of the servants on the day of resurrection, and he will give them the recompense they deserve.
ما يجادل في آيات الله إلا الذين كفروا فلا يغررك تقلبهم في البلاد.
Verse number 4. No one disputes about Allah's signs that indicate to His oneness and the truthfulness of His messengers except those who reject Allah due to their deficient intellects. Do not grieve over them, and do not let the abundant provision and favors that they enjoy deceive you. their being given respite is a means of gradually luring them into their own destruction.
كذبت قبلهم قوم نوح والأحزاب من بعدهم وهمت كل أمة برسولهم ليأخذوه وجادلوا بالباطل ليدحضوا به الحق فأخذتهم فكيف كان عقاب.
Verse number 5. Before them, the people of Nuh denied, as did the confederates after Nuh, including Ad, Thamud, the people of Lut, the people of Midian all denied. Pharaoh also denied. Every nation plotted against their messenger to capture and kill him. They argued with the falsehood that they had to remove the truth with it. But I seized all those nations. So reflect over how my retribution against them was. It was a severe retribution.
وكذلك حقت كلمة ربك على الذين كفروا أنهم أصحاب النار.
Verse number 6. Like how Allah decided to destroy those denying nations, the word of your Lord, O Messenger, is binding against the disbelievers, that they will be the inmates of the fire.
الذين يحملون العرش ومن حوله يسبحون بحمد ربهم ويؤمنون به ويستغفرون للذين آمنوا ربنا وسعت كل شيء رحمة وعلما فاغفر للذين تابوا واتبعوا سبيلك وقهم عذاب الجحيم.
Verse number 7. The angels who carry the throne of your Lord, O Messenger, and those who are around it, declare the transcendence of your Lord from that which is not proper for him. They believe in him, and seek forgiveness for those who have faith in Allah, saying in their supplication, Our Lord, your knowledge and mercy encompass everything, so forgive those who repent from their sins, and follow your religion and protect them from being touched by the fire. Beneficial points. 1. Combining encouragement towards Allah's mercy and caution against the severity of his retribution is a praiseworthy method of calling others to do good. 2. Seizing those communities who denied is a divine practice. 3. The angels declare the transcendence of their Lord. 4. Praising Allah is one of the etiquettes of supplication. 5. Praying for a Muslim in his absence benefits the person praying as well as the person being prayed for.